Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Radio family, good morning. Happy weekend. Yes, we are back. Welcome to the weekend edition of Community Focus, our public affairs show, heard on our Odyssey stations, and the great conversation that is about to get underway with me, Renee Vaughn. Always glad to have your wonderful company, radio family. And of course, that includes members of our Community Focus family. I am happy we have a new addition to our CF family. She is the president of M Wins Consulting, and our topic of discussion is going to be the North Carolina Black Home Ownership Forum, working to change the trajectory, and that's going to be a hard word for me. I'm going to have to practice that, of Black home ownership. But I want to welcome the president, one Monique Wilson, to Monique Winston. Let me get it right, to our Community Focus family. See, Monique, I'm so excited. I'm just messing up your name. Good morning, and how are you?
That is no problem. Good morning. Happy Sunday. How are you?
I'm doing well, and thank you so much. And let me just officially say, you're not a newbie, Monique. You are already family because we had a lovely conversation before we got on air. So welcome to the Community Focus family.
Thank you. I am glad to be a part of the family.
Now, yes.
You know, once you have a family member, you have them for life now.
Absolutely. See, look at that. Look what you did, because you just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say the next thing is you are always welcome on the program. I'm never a one and done type radio host. So when you family, that means you must come back and do a follow-up show with me. How about that?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, let's talk a little bit about M Wins Consulting and, of course, the North Carolina Black Home Ownership Forum. Tell us what we can expect come, and we do have a date for this event, which will be December 2nd of this year.
Yes, so I am excited, and thank you again for having me.
Absolutely.
So on December 2nd, we're doing our second stop in North Carolina.
Right.
We were in Charlotte, now we are in Winston-Salem, and we are hosting a Black Home Ownership Forum. So typically people will expect to come to an event, go into a classroom, and learn all about home ownership or their journey towards home ownership. But then they come to the Black Home Ownership Forum and they say, okay, this is not what we expected. So,
wow.
You know what, we're going to learn, but we are literally going to have a blast, Renee.
Wonderful.
They are going to come in, and they will come in. We will roll out the red carpet. We will have
nice.
Music. We will have DJ. We will have food, because I want people to get excited about
yeah.
the opportunity. So, of course, we're going to learn. We're going to have various resource partners there and various presenters that will talk about different aspects of home ownership. So this will be good information whether someone is looking to purchase their first home
right.
or whether they may be seasoned. So, again, we are really focused on our community and trying to change numbers that you and I will talk about later.
Absolutely.
But people can expect to learn no matter what phase of the process they're in, or even if they are just looking to have a conversation and develop some connections.
Fantastic. Now, Monique, I'm already excited on what you just described, because that really isn't what most of us would consider a typical home ownership event, because you already had me at the food and DJ. So I was sold on just those two alone. But of course, the important aspect in addition to that is getting the knowledge about whether, like you said, if you're a first-time home buyer. I like the way that you use the word seasoned, because we likely have radio family who really fit many different scenarios of home ownership. Of course, whether as a first-time home buyer, you may have some who are parents who become empty nesters because the kids are grown.
Right.
They've moved out, and maybe they want to downsize to something a little bit smaller. Or it could be the exact opposite, a couple that's wanting to start a family, or the family perhaps is growing and they need a little more room or space.
Correct. And we want to make sure that no matter where
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
People are that we provide resources and tools to help them get there. And this event, I always tell people, is a start. When you leave there, you will have the resources and the tools to accomplish whatever it is that you need to do at this point. And so, of course, we focus heavily on the first-time homebuyers because we want to get people into the game, right? You can't play the game, you know, without starting. So it's a great event.
Wonderful, Monique. And I like that you touched on that because it's really important to have the knowledge. So as for many people, we want to have that dream home. We want to have that place that we call our own, especially when I think about, and wanted to get some feedback on this from you, Monique, when a person transitions from living in an apartment going to his or her first home, that can be a different experience in itself, because I remember, you know, I'll use myself as an example, reflecting back on the days when I was in that type of environment. One, I had a roommate, but secondly, it wasn't exactly ideal for me because I didn't necessarily like the fact that I had someone above me or someone below me, because sometimes we don't always have the ideal neighbors that we would like to have in an apartment setting. And we certainly don't have the freedom of having our own space. And I say that in terms of having a yard, whether a front yard or a backyard or a driveway, just space that we can really call our own.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things that COVID taught a lot of people is people value their space.
Right.
Exactly. People value their environment. Mm-hmm. And so every person is different in terms of what they need. And one of the things that we stress is that when we're talking about going through this journey, we don't just talk about homeownership for the sake of owning a home. We talk about what it can do and change your financial footing and your financial future. Excellent. As you begin over time to develop equity and develop something that you can pass on. But we also want to be real and practical. We want to make sure that we're putting people in a position that is sustainable, right? We
exactly.
don't want you in the house today and then facing situations tomorrow. But in all of those cases, again, one of the things that's important is to have the resources. You never know what could happen in life.
Right.
People have life circumstances, you know, death, divorce, job losses. So even in that case, who do you call? What happens if you know there's something that's going to change? We really want to arm our communities, especially with the resources and the people that will be able to address whatever they may encounter along the journey. So we talk about sustainability, and we talk about the things that you should do prior to even embarking on this journey. One of the things I always tell people is that the first thing is the mindset.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there are some things that have to shift, and we're all guilty of that. You know, there's some habits that probably have to change.
Right.
Or, exactly. you know, if you're like me, some places and stores you're going to have to stay out of because you are reprioritizing.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you know, and just teaching that, you know, and your first house doesn't have to be your, you know, ultimate house and your dream house.
Exactly.
It may be
right.
your starter home
exactly.
that people don't like to talk about anymore that
yeah.
you begin to
That's
leverage
right.
for the next one. So there's so much valuable information, and we just want to make sure that our communities are armed with that information so that we can start to change the trajectory of Black home ownership.
And you say that word so much smoother than I do. I love it. I love it. But even more so, that's just an excellent comment, Monique, because buying, number one, a home, that's a major purchase for a lot of individuals, especially for those of us who do want to become first-time home buyers, or whether we've been, you know, buying our second home or whatever the situation may be. It's an important financial investment, number one, and it's a process that for some, it can be a beautiful journey. But at that time that we're taking that journey, we have to take the necessary steps, really the proper and the correct steps, like you said, to keep that individual or to keep their family in the homes. Because like you said, so many life changes and circumstances can happen. And I like what you alluded to earlier. I think COVID changed a lot for us as individuals with just the everyday way of life and how we handle things. And I think that alludes to or is a part of the home buying process as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, Monique, our conversation has gotten off to a beautiful start. I am so happy we have a second part of this program because I have a few more questions that I want to ask you. But what an exciting event that is coming December 2nd. And before I go to break, Monique, and we come back for the second half of the show, we mentioned the North Carolina Black Home Ownership Forum in Winston-Salem is set for December 2nd. By the way, that is a Saturday, so that'll save us all checking, what day is that? Can I make this event? It's on the weekend, which is good. And it's actually, and correct me on the time, it'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yes, and doors will open at 9:30, and we tell
excellent.
People come at 9:30 because
yes.
we want you to get in. We want you to have an opportunity to speak with the resource tables. We
excellent.
Want you to, you know, have a chance to spin on our photo booth machine and then just kind of get into our program.
Right. And the location, that is going to be very important as well. It's actually a familiar one for the Winston-Salem area, the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation, or the Enterprise Conference and Event Center, which is at 1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in Winston-Salem. Well, our newest, but she is fam with an exclamation point, representing as the president of M. Wins Consulting, Monique Winston. Monique, let me ask you this before I do go to break. I love, because this looks like this is a play on part of your name with the naming of your consulting company.
It is. It definitely is.
I love it. I love it. And I love your company too, Radio Family. Thank you so much. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus, and we definitely will be back with more great conversation right after this. Happy weekend, Radio Family, and welcome. It is time to engage in another great conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Definitely good people doing good things in our community. We have the newest member of our Community Focus family joining us this weekend here on our Odyssey stations. And joining me, Renee Vaughn. She is the president of M. Wins Consulting. We are discussing and sharing all the information within the allotted time, Radio Family. M. Wins Consulting, which, by the way, is in partnership with the Winston-Salem Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, and Financial Pathways of the Piedmont. The 2023 North Carolina Black Home Ownership Forum is taking place in Winston-Salem, and it's good to have the president of M. Wins Consulting to give us all the information we need in one Monique Winston. Monique, it is so good to have you on the program. How you been so far this week?
I have been great, and I am excited to be here having this conversation with you and the listening audience.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad to have you here on our Odyssey stations, Monique. And what's really, really exciting about the North Carolina Black Home Ownership Forum, and we're going to share the dates, the time, the location, everything you need to know, Radio Family. Monique, having the joy of hosting a public affairs program on two of our Odyssey stations that really cover the gamut, so we, shall I say anyway, reaching our baby boomers, our Generation X, our Generation Z, our millennials, and whatever age groups are being called. It seems like every week there's a nickname for a certain age group of individuals. But what the key is in tying all of these groups of individuals together is home ownership. And Monique, you know this from a personal standpoint, especially being in the consulting business, that home ownership, there are young ones, even college students, who want to become either first-time home buyers, and then you have retirees that perhaps are looking to own a home. So you get to deal with various age groups in the line of work that I'm sure you love and enjoy doing on a regular basis.
Yes, so for sure. So my background, I actually am a lawyer, so I have been in, but always focused in the real estate sector.
Wow. Yeah.
And so working on the title and closing side for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So my firm sort of takes a different spin on it.
Right.
And I focus a lot on the minority home ownership aspect, the advocacy aspect, and
right,
the educational aspect. So, you know, through M. Wins, we do all kinds of things, but we primarily focus on education, training, event, advocacy for real estate and financial services organizations,
mm-hmm,
as well as individuals. So, as you mentioned, this great event is in partnership with two amazing,
yes,
organizations there,
excellent,
in Winston-Salem.
Right.
We are working with the Winston-Salem Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, and also Financial Pathways. And so, great host, which is very key because the work that we're doing on this day is just the beginning, Renee. So when people leave the event, they will have two great organizations and a ton of resources and partners. I tell people, if you do not have a team when you get there, I promise you, you will have your own little team to help you through this process when you leave. But to your point, this event crosses all age groups.
Right.
Now, we are definitely focused on changing the trajectory for the Black community. This crosses all age groups. When we were in Charlotte, we were on the campus of Johnson C. Smith.
Wow.
And when we're in Houston, when we're in Winston-Salem, we are right on the same street as the university. So we invite college students to come out, especially those who are approaching graduation.
Right.
We know that homeownership may not be on the top of mind, but we need them to start thinking about that. I always say, Renee, if I had known back then I know now, there would have been some decisions that I would not have made and some that I would have made. So I actually have worked with college students who have owned property both when they got to college and by the time they graduated, most as rental property that they're collecting income on, which definitely comes in handy when you're in school. But what we can do, this all falls under the umbrella, too, is financial literacy. We can start equipping our younger generations to start thinking along those lines, maybe earlier than we have. So definitely open to those who are saying, what is this all about? At what point do I want to start thinking about this? So many say, I don't want to buy because I don't want to live here. And they learn about, hey, buying property doesn't necessarily mean you may live in it. Or maybe it's a duplex and you live in one side and you rent out the other.
Right.
There's so many, many possibilities. And then I have worked with people. I recently had an experience with a lady who was in Cleveland, Ohio, and she actually was buying for the first time at retirement age.
Wow.
And she said, you know, it was something she never thought about. You know, all her life, her family had rented. She had never given it much thought.
What?
She said transparently the reason she was thinking about it is because the building that she lived in had changed so much. She had been in that building probably for 25 years. And she said it was not the same building now as when she moved in.
Right.
It was a different element that she was older, and so she wasn't comfortable in her space. When we sat down and we looked at how much she was paying in rent, all of that, so she ended up purchasing a home. Her mortgage, insurance, and taxes, she ended up paying about $103 or $104 less than what she was paying in rent. But now she had her own home, her own space. She had retired, so she still had her steady income.
Wow.
And she actually ended up having her housewarming and retirement party together.
Nice.
So that was something that was really interesting. But your point, this element of financial literacy from an aspect, this element of wealth building, this element of just financial savviness, and that you are not only building up equity that you can leverage later, but you may actually be putting yourself in a monthly better cash flow position. These are things that cross over all age groups.
Absolutely.
And we really encourage people to come out. And at the event in Charlotte, as well as Pittsburgh and Erie and some of the other places, we've had people actually bring their young adult children with them.
Right.
So again, this is a good way to start having those conversations that unfortunately we just don't talk about around the dinner table like other demographics do. Heck, I don't even know if we still sit around the dinner table like we used to. So
that's a very good point.
These are good conversations
to
have.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that we're engaged in a great conversation between you and me, and that we have our radio family tuning in, because what I wanted to get back to, and you were making some excellent points, and I'm trying to keep up with your flow, Monique, is that getting back to our college students, and even as we are where we are, at least in the time frame of 2023, we're almost at the end of this year. Can you believe that? It's like it just started.
I have no idea where it is.
I know. It's like you blink and it's almost December. And the fact that, number one, we're having this great event, the North Carolina Black Home Ownership Forum, December 2nd, and I'll share the location in just a few minutes, radio family. But Monique, the point I wanted to make was getting back to, this is the time that a lot of our area college students, and not just in the Winston-Salem area, but across the country. Now, you may remember, and I don't know how close we are in age, but back in the day, I actually graduated from my respective college in December. And you have some students who have like that winter commencement as opposed to the traditional summer, which takes place in May. So we may have some actual up-and-coming graduates from various colleges, and particularly our students at our historically Black colleges and universities, who are listening to this conversation and thinking, hey, I'm thinking about being a first-time home buyer. I possibly need to be at this event. And I also like the fact that you touched on for some of our members who want to bring their kids. They may not even be necessarily in college, but they may be at a point where this is a good time for them to take in, like you said, the financial literacy and the importance, so that when they do get to that point of wanting to own their home, they will have the necessary resources available for them.
Yes. You know, we talk about that. So, you know, it's an educational component
Absolutely.
To all of this.
Yeah.
And now they'll have the education. And I always say, they say, you know, oh, you know, education is key. You know, education is power, but it's the application of
Absolutely.
It is where the power comes in. It's applied knowledge is key, and applied knowledge is power. You know, so we need to give them the tools that will help them succeed and start to have these conversations as part of everyday life. And it's not something that, you know, they may act on it today, but you are starting to arm them with the tools and the resources and the knowledge that they need to make the informed decision, which oftentimes the informed decision from anyone may be, this is not the right time because I need to do X, Y, and Z.
Right,
but
right.
One thing I stress all the time, and we have a way of doing this. Oh, I'm not ready, so I'm not going to come. You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
Sometimes you think you're ready and you're not. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't know how close you are. Sometimes you're right. You are nowhere near ready, but guess what? You're going to have a team of people that can help you get there.
Absolutely.
And it's never a matter of if. It's just a matter of when.
Mm-hmm.
Your journey may be 2 years. Your journey may be 4 years.
Absolutely.
You know, so whatever that is, let's arm ourselves with everything that we need to get to the finish line.
Absolutely. And I think we touched on this in an earlier conversation before we came on air here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. By the way, Monique, let me welcome those of you who are just joining us. Thank you for your great company, radio family. You are absolutely a wonder and a joy to have every weekend to hear great conversations with members of our Community Focus family. This weekend, no different, other than we got the newest member and the president of MWINS Consulting in Monique Winston. We're talking about the 2023 North Carolina Black Home Ownership Forum, which, by the way, I mentioned is on Saturday, December 2nd. Let's give you a location for those of you who may just be joining us. It'll be at the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation, the Enterprise Conference and Event Center, Saturday, December 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Monique, you mentioned earlier the doors were open as early as 9:30, and that's at 1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in Winston-Salem. The word that we were talking about earlier in everything that you just mentioned is getting the process started. For most of us, it's the getting started part that can be the hardest, because we may at some times be that individual that's a little bit intimidated because they don't know very much or anything about home ownership. But it's like you said, you won't know until you get that process started. It won't know until you try. Let me ask you this question. If you have any data concerning Black home ownership locally, what can you share with us? Because one thing that I will say, and I'll use North Carolina and just the immediate Piedmont triad that we call here, our three major cities are Winston-Salem, Greensboro, and High Point. And these three cities have been thriving. I've been living in North Carolina since the 80s. I came here in my early preteens. I'm in my 50s now. And so I have seen so much growth here in the Piedmont Triad of North Carolina to where it seems every other week there's a new housing development that's going up. There are a lot of homes being built. And so really, and whether the housing market in general, and you can expound on this too, whether they call it a buyer's market or a seller's market, it seems like there's always going to be some individual who's looking for a place to live. And it seems that with the growth that is taking place and with so many new communities thriving, now would seem to be a great opportunity that if you are wanting to become that first-time home buyer, or you're looking to change your location and where you want to live, now is the time to become a homeowner. But particularly if you're a minority homeowner, what data do you have concerning home ownership locally?
Okay, yeah, so this is interesting, and it may even be a little shocking to you, especially given the information that you've just personally shared about the growth in the area there. So I'm gonna kind of focus on Winston-Salem.
Right.
So,
right.
And this will also go to the whole concept of this being a Black home ownership forum.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many times people have said, why are you doing a Black home ownership specifically?
Yeah.
Why are you focusing on a specific demographic?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I say is I tell people, I have been in some facet of the real estate industry since I graduated law school 30 years ago.
Wow.
So I have always been in some facet of the real estate industry.
Yeah.
So it is truly my passion.
Right.
However, we have to be intentional sometimes.
Yeah.
When we look at the numbers holistically across the country, as a demographic, Black Americans are the lowest when it comes to the rate of homeownership,
mm-hmm.
period.
Yeah.
So this is not to say, anyone that knows me knows that I am a homeownership advocate.
Yeah.
I work with various groups, minority groups, Black groups, majority groups, because I am holistically a homeownership advocate.
Yeah.
However, recognizing that as a specific group of people, mm-hmm. we have the greatest opportunity because our numbers are the lowest,
right.
I have no problem. I unapologetically say that, yes, this is a Black homeownership forum. It is intentional. I am focusing on this group because I am being intentional to meet a need.
Right.
So that's first and foremost. Very clear. Someone had asked me, did you mean minority? No, I meant Black.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I meant for that specific reason. So when you look at, and I'm looking at the Prosperity Now scorecard data, and this is 2021 data, so it would have come out in 2022 for the previous year. I'm sure the 2022 data will be coming out now that we're ending 2023.
Right.
So holistically, the United States as a whole, the homeownership rate for whites was 72.6%.
Mm-hmm.
But for Blacks, it was about 44%.
Wow.
So 72.6 versus 44% United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's take North Carolina.
Okay.
North Carolina, overall, as a state, we're talking at, based on that scorecard, 74.9% for whites, so a little better than the national average,
right.
And 46.9% for Blacks. In each national level, state level, you see what, about a 30% gap between Black and white home ownership.
Right.
Now let's look at Winston-Salem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Winston-Salem, you had about 64.9% for whites.
Mm-hmm.
And 38.3% for Blacks.
The percent is even lower for a specific city.
Right. Yeah. So if you look at Winston-Salem and you say, okay, as of the 2021 Prosperity Now scorecard, mm-hmm. the homeownership rate for Blacks was 38.3%. That is below the national average and the state average.
It is.
So,
absolutely.
So again, that just shows you that events like this that are targeted are mm-hmm. very beneficial. Even when you compare us to other minority groups, if you look at Winston-Salem, again, about 38.3% for blacks as compared to 46.5% for Asians and 44.7% for Hispanics and the Latinx community, again, in Winston-Salem. So I only point those out to say because numbers also tell a story. Right. They tell the why that we need events such as this. And just think you in areas where you're saying, no, we have the gap is probably nowhere near what it is on a national average because we're booming. You know, there are places where people are migrating to.
Absolutely.
So this is a category that can obviously use some growth, use some events such as this, so that, again, it goes back to changing the trajectory. And this is a great time. You know, it's going to be December. So, hey, why not talk about home buying for the holidays? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's something that we can do differently and say, you know what, instead of doing this, I'm going to start thinking about this. So, just excited to come out and talk about this information and share some of this, but those numbers kind of undergird the why.
And thank you for sharing that. I had no idea, and I really appreciate you sharing and really digging into the research. I mean, giving us an absolute breakdown that I think a lot of us needed to hear, and why, like you said, it's so important to attend a great event such as this.
And you know what's ironic? So when we talk about a 30% plus or minus gap between black and white homeownership, people are starting to realize that the gap is the same now that it was prior to the passage of the Fair Housing Act. So at a time when it was legal to discriminate in housing, the homeownership rate today is about the same, if not a little worse, than it was at that time. And at that time, people could legally say, I don't want to sell to you because you're black. So we know we have some opportunity, you know, and like I said, with opportunity comes the need for events like this. And I travel all over, and I think the word generational wealth and home ownership has become a hot topic and a buzzword.
Mm-hmm,
and I heard people say it's just so trendy, and I'm like, it is, but that's okay, because again, you can never have too much when you have numbers like this. And it's the more of us that are arming people with the information and the data that they need, we can start changing these numbers.
Absolutely. And you touched on something also in your great comments in our great conversation, Monique, when you said gift giving. I can't think of an ideal gift to give to yourself than that of becoming a homeowner, because this is a gift that's going to reap so many benefits and so many rewards down the line, whether you want to start a family. And even in, like you said, because I really loved the story that you shared with the lady, the retiree, who had her home warming and retirement all in the same gamut, if you will. And the fact that this is such important information, and I'm so glad that we had this opportunity to share it. One thing I also wanted to mention, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, but for some who may not have been with us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, I wanted to give a shout out on the great partnership that you have for this home ownership forum. That being, of course, the Winston-Salem Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated and Financial Pathways of the Piedmont to host this event. Why was this particular partnerships between these two organizations important to you?
Well, they were important. One of the things that I tell people is that when you come to this event, it's a start, okay?
Yeah.
But there needs to be those who can assist you once the event is over. So no matter what city I'm in, I look for partners who can continue to work.
Excellent.
What organizations are willing to keep the work going, to get in the trenches, boots on the ground, and continue this work? And those are two great organizations.
Yeah.
Now, I do just happen to be a member of Delta Sorority Incorporated. So I know that, you know, we have a 5-point programmatic thrust, and one of the things that we focus on is economic development. And people don't really look at home ownership as economic development. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's financial literacy, it's economic development, yeah. it's financial education, it's all of that. So the sorority and the financial pathways of the Piedmont will be there to continue. Now, I can't say enough about financial pathways. No matter where you are in the process,
right.
they have something for you.
They do.
They offer the home buyer counseling, which, you know, we'll talk about at the event. Why is that important?
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, whether it's your credit, whether it's home buying counseling, whether it's, you know, down payment assistance, whether it's not home readiness, you know, what happens? What do you need to know once you own that home? You don't have a landlord you can call anymore.
Right.
So what does that mean for you?
Exactly.
So I love working with organizations like Financial Pathways.
Absolutely.
Because they can holistically prepare you for this journey and work with you. You know, a lot of times there, people will go and they'll say, I need to talk to a loan officer. I need to get a mortgage. Like, wait a minute, you need to pause. And you need to make sure that you have your mindset right. You need to make sure you're ready. You
right.
need to make sure that you have your resources in line. You need to make sure you've gone through your home buying counseling. So, you know, then you can begin the necessary steps. And Financial Pathways is the perfect organization
yes.
to help you no matter where you are in this process. This may be the first conversation that you're having,
mm-hmm.
and that's fine too. So yes, the local organizations are so very important.
Absolutely. Beautiful. And Monique, I really appreciate you partnering with, of course, it is a joy to be speaking with a Delta this morning on the weekend edition of Community Focus. And secondly, to give a shout out to the president of Financial Pathways of the Piedmont, who is also, like yourself, a member of our Community Focus family, and Phyllis Caldwell George. So thank you. At least I hope I might have inverted her name. So Phyllis, please forgive me. I don't have
that
information in front of me. Yeah, but
they are really great.
They are. She has a great staff.
Sharon works with their home buyers and their home ownership program.
Right, right.
So one, it's important for me to feel confident
Absolutely.
When I leave.
Yeah.
Then I'm leaving my people in good hands.
There you go. Absolutely.
That is great.
Well,
and we are definitely thankful for our sponsors,
yes.
too, who help undergird these initiatives. So our platinum sponsor is First National Bank, and they will be at the event talking
Excellent.
About the programs and products that they have to help the attendees reach their goals. And
Wonderful.
One of the things that I like about mm-hmm. First National Bank is they don't just talk about the mortgage products that they have available.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's important, as well as, you know, what kind of down payment money can they have to assist people. But they also talk about the support services. You know, what do they have to help you save for that down payment?
Right.
What do they have for our customers who may not be bankable or who may have had some challenges? You know, these are real scenarios that happen. So we need institutions that have total solutions. I know you can give me a mortgage, but can you help me save? What if I've had some, you know, challenges with checking accounts? Do you have something to help me get on the right track? Because you know what? That may be where someone is right now. And they want to get to home ownership, but they have some things they need to take care of and help get on track with prior to that. So
right.
I love that when we're talking and as a platinum sponsor, they give us the holistic approach. We also have Emma, I couldn't think of Emma's name, Emma Allen State Farm Agency, and she is a African-American female
yes.
who owns a State Farm agency.
She does,
who
yes.
started her career in Winston-Salem, so she covers Winston-Salem as well
Excellent.
As the Charlotte market. So, you know, when we have these events, you know, it's always important that we have sponsors who are going to help undergird, you know, these initiatives so that we can just come off in excellence. You know,
Absolutely.
I don't want to leave out Felicia. Felicia is our realtor partner. So very important to have someone guide you through this process. So Felicia Murphy, she's a consultant with Caldwell Banker Realty. So she's going to be there, and she has been a consistent and valuable partner through both stops in North Carolina. And so I tell people, you need to know these people who are help making this possible, because they're supporting us in these initiatives, and we need to make sure that we utilize the services that they have to offer.
Absolutely. Monique, you have some wonderful partnerships with this. I cannot thank you enough, and we were discussing this a little bit earlier on the program, both off air as well as on air, that you are a regular part of this community-focused family. I definitely want to get you back on a future program to talk more. In fact, let's work on a follow-up to the Black Home Ownership Forum to share with us all the wonderful things that I'm sure are going to take place. And to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule, no doubt, but the passion you have for what you do is what I appreciate, and the knowledge that you've shared with us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And you're welcome, because you're family now. So
that's right. So we'll talk post.
We will. We sure will.
How wonderful, and how all the folks of Winston-Salem came out, because what we didn't say is, of course, it's 100% free.
Yes. Thank you for that. Now, that's the exclamation point to a great conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. So, radio family, again, the North Carolina Black Home Ownership Forum. It is going to be Saturday, December 2nd, 10 to 2. Doors will open as early as 9:30 at SG Atkins Community Development Corporation, the Enterprise Conference and Event Center, 1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in Winston-Salem. On behalf...
Oh, you know what, Renee?
Yes,
I'm sorry. We do want people to register.
Oh, I guess
we should have mentioned that.
Yes,
because
please.
Because we're going to feed Pete lunch, and we want to make sure we're ready.
Absolutely.
So they can register on Eventbrite, and it's super simple, because if they go to Eventbrite, as soon as they put in Winston-Salem Black Home Ownership, it's the first and only thing that pops up.
Excellent.
So we definitely want to have everyone register on Eventbrite. Just go to Eventbrite and you can search Winston-Salem Black Home Ownership and you'll see the event.
Thank you so much, Monique. And on behalf of myself, Renee Vaughn, and Monique Winston, the president of MWINS Consulting, you have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Radio family, in closing, as always, stay safe and enjoy the remainder of your weekend. Everyone take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.